Hello, this is Joe Tomlin for Fringe Review, and I'm talking today with someone who's doing a one-person show, and I'm going to ask him to introduce himself.
Hello there. Hello, Joe. My name is Miro Kokinov. I'm an actor based in London, and I'm at the Fringe Festival performing my show The Burning Gadulka.
And where are you from originally?
I'm originally from Bulgaria. I graduated in Bulgaria in acting, then I moved to UK where I graduated the theatre directing in University Falmouth.
So could you tell us about your show, please?
The show is based very much on Bulgarian folklore. It's about a man from the orchestra who plays an instrument called gadulka. The show is The Burning Gadulka. The play was awarded the best new drama in 2010 in Bulgaria, and then it was put on one of the biggest theater in Bulgaria. So I got in contact with the author, and he gave me permission to perform it here in UK and also in Bulgaria.
Wow. And it looks like there's music in the show because you have an interesting looking instrument here. Could you tell us about the instrument and your music?
Yes, there's music. I'm not a musician, so I'm more an actor. I did learn to play on the instrument for the show a little bit, but if somebody's coming to the performance, not to expect a concert on anything. The instrument is very interesting. It's one of the five basic instruments from the Bulgarian orchestra, folk orchestra. It's fairly old. So my link to it is my great granddad. He used to be a gadulka player, and back in time they didn't have anybody to make them. So he would cut the log cut the tree, or he would have logs. He would carve it himself, use wire, or back in the past they used to use cat guts or fox guts, if you're a hunter, you know. And he would make the instrument himself, and he would entertain, let's say, half of the village or the neighborhood there.
So do you play a character during your show?
Yes, I do play a character. This is a man who found himself don't want to say midlife crisis, but he definitely has problems at the moment, and he's trying to figure out how he got there, how he can actually get out of it. And because he's quite lonely, there's nothing to relate to, so his whole life is this instrument, the gadulka. So in a way, it's his whole life, but he blames the gadulka for what he has become. So it's a very interesting relationship between him and the musical instrument, a relationship of love and hatred in the same time.
So you work with a director. Could you tell me how you worked with the director, because you've got the script and then you've got all the music and the acting? How did the director help you?
The director is Milena Aneva. She was actually my teacher back in Bulgaria in the university. She was the assistant of the main professor there. And I asked her to suggest me a play, so she suggested a couple of plays, and I liked this one, and then I invited her to direct it. The way we worked is, it was very open. I would make suggestions. I mean, of course, we would first draw our objectives, where we want to go. And since then, I can improvise, I can give suggestions, and it would have been up to her to decide, oh, that's too much, maybe choose something else, you need different, I would say, different tool for, you know, for this scene, because this doesn't work, doesn't match. So it was very, it was very enjoyable for me, because I would give suggestions all the time, so it was creative in a way and challenging as well, because I cannot stick to something that it doesn't work. If she says that doesn't work, we have to give me something else, so I have to suggest something else. It was really, as we say in theater, like a ping pong game. So you have to hit hard and the other one have to hit hard too, in order to work the whole, you know, the process to go ahead.
Yeah. I see that there's a credit for a translator on your flyer. So originally in Bulgarian, would you go to Bulgaria and do this in the original language, do you think?
Yes, we created it in two languages. We created it in Bulgarian and in English, which is very interesting. It looks like two different performances, because the emphasis on certain parts of the play, just because of the rhythm of the language, the melody of the language, it just changes, the performance changes. At the moment I have performed in Bulgaria as well, and now I have an invitation from a venue in Bulgaria where I can do it every month or every 2 months. So probably in the future, after September, I'll be traveling back and forth to Bulgaria and London to perform the play. The translator, Angela Rudell, she's an American writer. I think she's not very familiar with your CV, but I think last year she won Penn, that awards in America for translation. She translates a lot of Bulgarian authors, and that's for one of her translations she actually won the award. She lived for a very long time in Bulgaria. She also played one of the other of the instruments that they're into the folklore ensemble. I think she played bagpipes, or she learned to play bagpipe when she moved to Bulgaria. So she's really into Bulgarian folklore. So the translation she did, it was actually very accurate. It's great. The translation sounds so sweet. And yeah, I really enjoy it.
You mentioned just now something about how there are two different shows in two different languages. Could you tell us a bit more about the differences between, say, the English version and the Bulgarian version?
That's a good question, because I haven't seen the performance. I cannot really tell what are the differences, but what I can tell the differences is it's more in the audience. So if I have more, even in the English version, if I have more Bulgarians in the audience, they would react to certain parts that are closer to our culture that we understand, while English-speaking audience, they would react more on different parts of in the performance. So that's how I see the difference in Bulgarian and in English. I cannot really tell you, I'm afraid, sorry about that.
And what do you plan to do after the Fringe? Are you going to go to Bulgaria or play it in London? Do you have other dates booked up, or do you think some might come from this?
That was my main reason coming to the Fringe, Edinburgh Fringe. It was to find the producer that I want to tour the performance in UK mainly, because in Bulgaria I know people and I can arrange tour, or I can arrange a place there where I can perform it. But in UK I'm not very familiar with how everything works. So today I was at the meeting, at the brunch meetings at Fringe Central, where I talked to producers, to tour bookers, introducing myself, the performance. So that's my main interest in Edinburgh Fringe.
And have you done a one-person show before?
No, never. It's the first one, and I find it very challenging now, because the stage manager Christo, he's also an actor, and we talk after each performance, and he gives me suggestions, and he's very critical, but you know, a constructive criticism, which I really appreciate, because without criticism, it's really hard to move on. You know, you can stick to one level, and his observations are very correct, because when we talk about how I felt it and what he saw, we match with not the feelings, but with our observations on the performance. So he's really helping me in this process here in Edinburgh.
So the show evolves as you go along.
Yeah, I hope it does. Yeah, it should be. It should be. Yeah, it does evolve. It was the beginning was a bit slow, because we need to figure out the timing and everything. Plus, I had back in London before I came, I have preview there. So the show was very fresh for Edinburgh. So at the moment, I think it's actually getting to its peak, and I hope it's gonna we'll manage to keep it there till the end of the Fringe.
So as an actor, where else have you performed, and what types of plays, I presume, have you done?
I mean, since I moved to London, I've been in a production for Women's Against War and the English Associations for Prostitutes. They did a show based on a real case, where it was the first time a prostitute to win a case against a rapist. So that was a turning point into basically the UK law system and everything. So this was called Pursuing Justice. That was a theatre production. We made it, in order to support those two organisations. And before Edinburgh Fringe, I was in a production in the Royal Opera House. Exterminating Angel. So we're doing the little parts where they need acting. I've got an agent who is actually looking for different jobs, more for TV, film, and commercials.
And do you sing? I know with the music and the, you. No, he's waving, shaking his head now.
No, I'm afraid that's my weakness. I'm not really musical. I can sing, but I do need somebody to sing alongside me. Otherwise, on my own, I'm not a good singer.
So, getting back to the show, what would you say is the most humorous or the most tragic or serious or meaningful moment for you in the show, or all of those things?
As you know, the most meaningful thing for me is in the show, the person, the Gaduka player, he's got a moment where he falls in love. But he misses his chance actually to consume the love. So, and that's where all, for my my perspective and my opinion, is where all his problems stem from. And this is very meaningful for me, because for me, if you miss the moment, if you don't live the moment, you know, where you are and what you're doing, then it's very late to, you know, to catch up or to bring back the moment. It's gone. You know, it's either live in the present or not.
How about humor in the show?
I mean, as you can think, you know, someone's tragedy could be really somebody's comedy. So that's exactly what is happening in the show. I don't want to call it comedy, although maybe 80% or 70% of the show, it's quite comical. So I get lots of reactions from the audience, lots of laughter. But our main point is not to make a comedy, because there's a very human aspect in it, and which is actually quite tragic at the end of the performance. But yeah, it is quite humorous. But as I said, I don't want to advertise this comedy. It's a drama. It's really drama with elements of comedy, or it's a comedy with elements of drama. It depends how you want to take it.
Okay, well, thank you so much for taking the time to speak with us at Fringe Review today. All the best for your show.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for the chance.